We are continuing to look at the six elementary principles referred to in Hebrews chapter 6, verses 1 through 3. Therefore, leaving the discussion of the elementary principles of Christ, let us go on to perfection, not laying again the foundation of repentance from dead works and of faith towards God, of the doctrines of baptisms, of the laying on of hands, or the resurrection of the dead, and of eternal judgment. As you read the six principles, it's natural to pair them up. Repentance and faith towards God, they go together. Baptisms and laying on of hands, they go together. And then finally, the resurrection of the dead and eternal judgment. Now, you'll find that the practice of the laying on of hands, you'll find it throughout the Bible, the Old Testament and the New. And from the scriptures, it seems that there were at least three different functions for this practice. Number one, laying on of hands as a spiritual impartation. In other words, something in the realm of the Spirit is transferred. Now, someone may ask, what is transferred? I doubt anyone is really qualified to answer that other than God. But I would say that God's power and authority are transmitted through the believer to the one receiving the ministry. Now, we see this in healings and in the baptism of the Holy Spirit. Number two, the laying on of hands as a point of faith. A central focus point, if you will, for the release of faith. We see this again in healings and again in the baptism of the Holy Spirit. And then number three, the laying on of hands as a custom or a tradition. That is, it's a sign, and that sign points to God. So the question for us is, how did Jesus want us as believers to use the laying on of hands? And I believe the answer is found in all of the three possibilities above. Scriptures can be found for all three uses of the laying on of hands. Now, some may argue the point, but I believe that there's no limit to what God can do or will do even today. Now, it would be easy for me to recount the testimonies of how I've seen personally the Holy Spirit work miraculously in the lives of many, many people. But instead, we'll take a look at the words of God. And so here are some scriptural examples. First, there are some scriptures that seem to indicate that the Holy Spirit power is imparted by the laying on of hands. For instance, in Luke 8:43-48, Jesus heals a woman who had an issue of blood, an ailment, for 12 years. The woman believed that if she could just press through the crowd and touch the hem of Jesus' garment, she would be healed. So in the crowd, she works her way through, and she touches the hem of his garment and is instantly healed. Now, what's very interesting is verse 46. But Jesus said, "Someone touched me, for I perceived power going out from me." So you see, Jesus felt a release of power leaving him. And then Jesus said to the woman that was healed, "Daughter, be of good cheer. Your faith has made you well. Go in peace." In another example, in Luke 13, verses 10 through 13, Jesus heals a woman who was bent over with a spirit of infirmity, a disease of some kind. And this was for 18 years she suffered this way. And then in verse 13, Jesus said, "And Jesus laid his hands on her, and immediately she was made straight and began to glorify God." You see, something had to be released into her in order for her to stand up straight and be totally healed. In 1 Timothy 4:14, the Apostle Paul exhorts young Timothy with the following words: "Do not neglect the gift that is in you, which was given to you by prophecy with the laying on of hands." You see, some ministry gifting was passed on to Timothy. Now again, we also see the laying on of hands as a central point of faith. For instance, in Mark 6, verses 1 through 6, Jesus returned to where he grew up, and many could not see him as the Christ or the Messiah. They looked at him as Joseph's kid. As a result, verse 5 says, "So he was not able to do any miracles there, except that he laid his hands on a few sick people and healed them. You see, because of their unbelief or lack of faith, they missed out on an opportunity for more miracles to take place in their midst. And then finally, we also see the laying on of hands as in a blessing. In Mark 10:16, Jesus blesses the children. And this is what it says. After taking them into his arms, he laid his hands on them and he blessed them. Now, let me close with this, the final scripture, which we find in Mark 16, verses 17 and 18, otherwise known as the Great Commission. And Jesus said the following, "And these signs will follow those who believe in my name. They will cast out demons, they will speak with new tongues, they will take up serpents, and if they drink anything deadly, it will by no means hurt them." And then he says, "They will lay hands on the sick, and they will recover." That's Jesus' commandment to us. Now, the key to seeing the spiritual realm in operation in your life is by faith. The spiritual realm, of course, is not visible to the naked eye, but it is seen through the eyes of faith. The power and the authority of the Holy Spirit is not something that you can control by whim or by convenience. The power of the Holy Spirit is released as we walk in obedience to the prompting of the Holy Spirit. We must be ready in season and out, unafraid to be the vessel whom God will use to demonstrate his love, compassion, and power to a world that is lost. Jesus and his disciples gave us the examples. How can we not do the same? So I encourage you, whenever there's an opportunity to pray for someone, put your hand upon them and begin to pray and believe that through your faith and through the prayer and the laying on of hands, something miraculous will take place. God bless you. See you next time.